a female attendant at a wedding is?
Maid of honor, bridesmaid, matron of honor.
Do you know a word for a noisy serenade that may take place after a wedding?
Chivalry.
Can you describe one of those?
Only from things I've read. I never heard one, but it's noisy singing and maybe it was different kinds of, cymbals or guitar or banjo or something to make a lot of noise.
I guess you've heard this being done.
Like, no. In fact, I've never known it to be done where I was or where I knew of. It's just been in stories or plays or magazines or something.
All right. Now, I'm looking for a preposition for the location here. He lives the Brown place.
He lives in the Brown place, I would say, not at, for that.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say over at?
I might say she's over at Mary's if I was saying somebody was over, there was somebody was at somebody else's house and I won't tell you where she was. I might say she's over at Lucy's. Mm-hmm.
All right. He went to Atlanta yesterday.
Oh, now what do you want me to
say? A direction, sort of. How would you say this? Would you say he went to Atlanta, or would you put something else in there?
No, I think I'd just say he went. Oh, went down to Atlanta? You think it means something like that?
That's what I'm thinking.
Up and down. We use up and down for north and south, don't we? And you go down to Atlanta and up to Chattanooga.
What about over? How would you?
Over to Gadsden, if that's east or west.
I see.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I'd do it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Instead of saying the entire crowd, you might say
the whole crowd.
Now, is there a derogatory expression for groups of people together?
Like gang, a mob. Thing to happen,
a prom is a school
dance.
Do you know of any terms used for parties that involve dancing? Any special words?
Let's see. Hop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About that.
Have sock hop, you know, something like that.
Does your school have dances?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
where do they get the girls from?
Oh, they import them from town and from out of town and everywhere. Sometimes I get them dates if I have some cute little girl I won't have
a
date with somebody that's cute.
You're a matchmaker.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this ought to be right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying that a boy didn't attend class, he class.
He cut class.
All right, now, would you say this for one class, or would you change terms if he didn't come all day?
No, he cut his classes all day.
You wouldn't say it's something preferred the whole day?
No. He laid out. That's a slaggy treasure. That's what you. It's high school. If somebody just stayed out on purpose, you know, we'd say he laid out.
At school, you sit at a
desk.
And more than one of these are
desks.
It's very important for a young man today to get a good
education.
And this usually involves, after high school, going on to
college.
Now, when you are mailing something and you want it to go at the highest postage rate, not airmail, but so that it gets there speedily, you would mail it
first class.
Now, in using this to refer to education, how do you think of it as saying a first class education? How what would you think of?
What one term I might use, if you're speaking of the school he went to, he'd say he attended or graduated from a standard college, and met all the requirements and was accredited.
If someone said he has a first class education, what would you interpret that as meaning?
Well, today you'd think it meant a college education, because so many more people go to college today than did a generation or two ago. But if you thought of really a first class education, it would be high school and college.
Would it have anything to do with the kind of school he went to?
Yes, you might say that the small high schools in some towns are not well enough manned and equipped to get a first-class education.
I see. Well, how else would you use the terms first-class other than the ways we've talked about?
Going first-class on the ship.
You don't think about that. You know that. The building where you go to check out books is the
library.